Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 through 26. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. Weeds are a problem. If you do any kind of landscaping or gardening, weeds are bound to confront you. You can plant flowers, plants, or vegetables in fresh, cleared soil, but before long, little green weeds start breaking through the soil. Weeds are everywhere. Left on their own, they are liable to choke the life out of the plants you originally planted. Weeds have always been a problem. Yet when Jesus tells a story about weeds and wheat, he's not giving advice about how best to grow your garden. Rather, Jesus helps us understand why evil is still present, even as the good news of forgiveness and life through him goes out to the world. The gospel goes out through us to the world. We share the good news of the Savior with the people in our lives. We live out our faith and speak up for it. But what happens? People oppose that message. They mock and ridicule those who believe it. They consider us out of touch with reality. Perhaps they even make life miserable. Like weeds, evil pops up wherever the gospel is preached or shared. In this sinful world, it's inevitable. The reality of evil in our world can fill us with doubt. Why doesn't God's word work the way we expect? Is it somehow not powerful enough to change hearts? Why does evil still persist? So what can we do? It's not so much what we do, but what our God does. Yes, God allows evil in our world. Yes, through his word, he works faith in our hearts and even in the hearts of the people with whom we share that word. As his gospel continues to go out through us to the world, the Lord will cause a great harvest of souls to grow. O Lord, evil is all around me, like weeds threatening your harvest. Keep me from becoming discouraged as I share the gospel. Help me realize that your word will always work, even in ways I do not expect. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.